Masechet Horayot, Perek Bet, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah is now going to talk about a regular Yahid individual, a Melech, a king, a person who is Kohen Gadol, the Mashiach. We call him the Kohen Mashiach. And the Bet Din, what do they do for sins that have a Asham offering connected to them? The Asham offering, the Asham Talui, we'll mention first, is the offering that's brought by a person who's in doubt if he committed a sin that he has to bring a Korban Hatat for. Mishnah says, Asham Talui, a person who committed a sin that he has to bring in Asham Talui, doesn't know if he actually committed the Korban Hatat or not, Safek. Hayahid v'hanasi hayavin, the individual and the king are obligated to bring the Asham Talui. U'mashiach u'beddin peturim, but the Kohen Gadol and the Beddin are exempt if they don't know if they sinned. In other words, if they don't know if they gave a ruling about a certain act, if it was permitted, and a doubt arises if that ruling was correct, then they're exempt from bringing the Asham Talui. Now we'll talk about the Asham Vadai. Asham Vadai is brought, as opposed to the Asham Talui, for five different problematic actions. We'll go with one of them, which is Me'ilah, benefiting from something that belongs to the Beit HaMikdash. So Mishnah says, Asham Vadai, if a person committed a certain action that he has to bring a Asham Vadai Korban for, Hayahid v'hanasi v'hamashiach hayavin, the individual, the king, and the Kohen Gadol are obligated to bring this regular Asham, u'bet din peturin, but the bet din, the court, if they permitted one of these actions that were really a sin, that would have been subject to the regular Asham, and then let's say the community followed through with the sin, they are exempt from bringing this type of korban. It only applies to a person, to an individual, not to a body like the Bet Din. Now we'll talk about what we mentioned in Mishnah He about the korban olev yored, the korban hatat, that value depends on the worth, the net worth of the person, how wealthy he is. We'll bring up the three things that we mentioned earlier on. Al shemiat kol, if a person committed the sin of Shemiat Kol, that means, like we explained in Mishnah He, he was asked if he knows certain testimony to testify that could help somebody get exonerated, and he denied that he knew anything, but in reality he did, and he admitted it later. He has to then bring a Hatat Olev Yored, or Al Bitui Sfatayim, a first person swears falsely about something. Val Tumat Mikdash V'Kodashav, or if a person walks into the Beit HaMikdash impure, or if he consumes something that was impure, all of these items are subject to a hatat olev yored. So about all of these, we say bet din peturin, the court, if they permitted one of these and the people followed the ruling, then the bet din is exempt from bringing a hatat olev yored. V'hayahid v'hanasi v'hamashiach hayavin, the individual person, the king, and the Kohen Gadol would be obligated to bring an offering if they commit any of these sins. This differs than we have earlier on in Mishnah He. We have Tanakh Kama, Rabbi Yosef Gili, and Rabbi Akiva over there. There's another opinion within there, as we'll continue also with Rabbi Shimon next. If you need more clarity on those opinions, re-listen to Mishnah He and tie this back in to that. Another opinion. One other exception, says Rabbi Shimon, this is Rabbi Shimon, the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that a king and a anointed Kohen are liable to have to bring Korban in most of these cases, except that the Kohen Gadol is not obligated to bring a Hatat Olev Yored for Tum'ah of the Mikdash V'Kodashav, if he entered Beit HaMikdash while he was unholy, or if he consumed something in that state. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. He learns it out from the Pisukim. After we brought down these opinions that tell us that the Kohen HaMashiach and the Nasi both have to bring Korbanot for either all of these sins that we mentioned, the three, or some of them, the Mishnah is going to talk about which Korban they bring. Umahin Mevi'in, Korban Olev Yored. What type of Korban do the Kohen HaMashiach and the Nasi bring? They bring a Hatat Olev Yored, just like a regular, ordinary individual has to bring for violating these laws. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, HaNasi Mevi Sa'ir, says Rabbi Eliezer, for the Tumat HaMikdash V'Kodashav, the king brings a male goat, which is the Hatat of the Nasi, as opposed to a Hatat Olev Yored.